relationships in the past, like in the 50s? Were there a lot of black and white couples? There were more then than there are now?
Because they were hidden.
It was hidden.
Now things are coming out, then they break up because you can't go here with me or whatever. Uh-huh. Okay? But there were more black and whites then. Because they were hidden. Just like tricks. Okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, there were many things I'd like to talk about. I can't talk about.
Well, I don't want you to talk about individuals, you know.
I could. Professional people.
Black and white lesbian couples. Mm-hmm. Lesbian couples, not. I know
they were quite hidden. Uh-huh. Quite hidden. Uh-huh. Okay. I went to visit a friend across the street last week. Her doctor, now she's a doctor, okay, was a lesbian woman. Mm-hmm. She still is, but her contacts now are very different. Okay. But I knew when they weren't. Mm-hmm. That's touching.
Are those relationships more difficult or just the same difficulty or easy or, you know?
I think in some regards they're better. You know why? Because if you really are level thinking, you got a lot of prospects. I mean, you got a lot of things to do. You have a life of your own, a life of my own. You visit some things with me. I visit something with you that expands your way of thinking. So that's helpful, mm-hmm. you know. Whereas I've gone to places where blacks weren't admitted, but only with a person who was white and who was admitted there, right? Mm-hmm. I was accepted mm-hmm. because of this thing.
Yeah.
She's come to places where whites weren't admitted.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, she learned something, and yeah. I learned something.
Right.
We never crossed the two. Yeah. We never mess up.
What do you think, Lou?
She's right.
And there are just, things that you're
more white and black then than they are now.
Uh-huh. And you think that they were easier than two people?
Now it's not. Because now blacks can go where the hell they want to go and fight their own way,
right.
And whites can do the same thing. But way back when,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I was admitted here because I knew you.
Yeah.
You admitted there because you knew me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You picked up something, and I picked up something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still learn something about someone's culture. That always expands your knowledge.
Yeah.
You see? That's great.
But most people don't get together in a relationship because they want to learn something. They get together because they fall in love. And it's, you know, sometimes it's...
Well, see, it was probably fascination or something then. I don't know if it was love. I don't think it was love. In my case, you mm-hmm. know, it was not love. It was fascination. Something to do. We had nothing else to do. And mm-hmm. just to be invited someplace meant something.
Mm-hmm.
Now something else materialized out of that. You still learn something. But nowadays, when people are more intelligent about matters, you know, mm-hmm. they're a bit more thinking yeah. about what's going on. And you're more aware of how it's going to affect you directly,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. even indirectly sometimes, that you know you have to come back, you got to work mm-hmm. on your job or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It now does not have the same sort of thing, because I have as much intelligence as you do, okay. or I have the same opportunities you do,
yeah.
and then yeah. you were still seeking certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were still seeking.
Luke, when you went to bars, like in at the end of the 50s or mid-50s or so, did you go to bars that predominantly, did you ever go to bars that had predominantly white women there?
Yeah.
How were you accepted?
Oh, well, I was accepted. I was
but
accepted
you were all
when
black
the girls,
women.
I know, I was black, and the girls have asked me to dance, white girls,
mm-hmm.
and I would dance. Next thing you know, I was mingling with the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of the last session last week, there's you mentioned that sometimes you really were not, you knew that you weren't wanted
mm-hmm.
in some of those bars.
But when I was younger, I didn't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care. I didn't think. All I'm doing is looking for a girl, you know. Any girl didn't make me too much difference. What color?
Uh-huh.
You
know,
18,
19, 20.
Yeah.
Has she interviewed some of the black women who were into, have you?
who were into mixed relationships.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And stayed in them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a couple. There aren't many who stayed in them.
No, you're right. But I know two.
Yeah, we have interviewed mm-hmm. a few that are in mixed relationships mm-hmm. now.
Have you interviewed any black women who are in the white relationship and stayed there?
Yeah, both. Mm-hmm. A couple of the black women that we talked to that they had relationships with both black and white women, mm-hmm. but one of the things they did say was in the early days that they felt that white studs were threatened by black studs coming into their bars. Because mm-hmm. they had, I guess it was that the white studs felt the black studs had a reputation for being smoother, more gallant, more sexual.
Oh, really? See, really. I didn't know that.
And that they were scared of them. They were scared that they'd take their women away.
Yeah, when they started fighting back, though, they really did.
But see, I didn't know this. Yeah. You know, so therefore I didn't know it. And I went to visit a lady across the street last week. And when her lady walked in, they've been together 9 years now, you know. And she just had, she thought she was going to have a breast removed, but she didn't. And sitting here talking, and when she came, she brought the whole office crowd with her. You know, they work at Roswell. And I couldn't believe. I said, well, gee, and they're so great, you know, together. And I said, well, I don't really figure this out. Yeah. And yet, they're really great. Her mother came in with her, and she's Jewish. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, God, after 9 years, you know.
And her girlfriend is black.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And really great. Mm-hmm. They brought in all kinds of fruit and flowers and mm-hmm. whatever. And then I wondered, how the hell, you know, did her working force lady, you know, mm-hmm. know she's in a lesbian situation? They had to know it. They had to know it.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, you know, we're glad you're better and whatever.
Yeah.
Because she was such a drag on her job.
You see, Marilyn, I don't know what this concern, this thing or not, but Loretta and I broke off last year. We stayed broke up for a year. And we just really getting back together a few months ago. I hope you don't mind, sweetheart. Sure. But I say it, you know, I don't like to pretend too much, you know. So, and she knows people that I don't know, that I don't think I will ever meet some of her friends. I really don't, so that's why I was looking at her kind of funny.
But I spent another year not knowing, and no one knew I was still gay. And when, you know, I'm still not telling other people, and I run into situations where they were gay, you know, and yet no one, and I think, what the hell is it about me that no one ever guesses, no one ever believes I'm a gay person? Why?
Oh, you can't tell with a lot of people.
Huh?
You can't tell with a lot of people. You can't tell with most people.
That's true. And yet, you know, I want this to be known, but yet...
You're going to have to wear a button or something.
No, I don't. But no one ever thinks
if you want
I'm
people
gay.
To know,
they you always,
have.
You know, would better believe something different. And I think, you know, I'm just very... I just talk to people.
Don't you like to puzzle people?
Keep them guessing? Not particularly. I'd rather they know. So don't hurt yourself, don't hurt me. Don't waste any time.
Know too.
All right, you can get them up off.
If I can ask you a couple of questions, you know, not about your breakup, but about your getting back together. Are your friends being supportive of your return to your relationship?
No way.
No way.
Why?
I don't know. Well, our friends and my friends are two different types of people, you know, and... I think if you're a true friend of mine, as long as I'm happy, you should be happy also, you know, if it makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And that should go with her friends, but they're not. They're not happy if she and I got back together.
Are your friends?
My friends are her friends. Are the ones that are not happy that we're back
Neither
together.
Neither one.
No.
Huh.
So I don't know whether she's happy we're back together. No. It's, you know, I just don't know.
It's rough to go through a year of estrangement and to try again. And, you know, it's hard. And
yeah.
You need people around who will give you some strength.
Well, she have a life at home, you know. So I don't bother.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. It's rough going to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, we just got back together, let me see, first of this year, you know, about February, March, something.
Seem to be doing all right. it looks good from here.
Yeah, I think we gonna be together now from now on. Uh-huh. At least I hope so.
Yeah.
So, I'm very much in love with her. I'm very much in love.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I'm not a fool, you know. I've been out there a long time out here in the streets, you know. I've been around different women. I just hope and pray it's not one-sided.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. And I really appreciate you sharing it with me. Because on the outside, you put forth that you're everything's smooth, everything's just fine.
Oh, yeah.
But to hold it in...
I tell you the truth, I'm crying.
It's rough. It's very rough.
Mm-hmm. So, this life is rough. She's pissed what I just said. That's why she's gone.
You mean about telling me that about you coming back together after breakup?
She's going out now. She might make it in time. I'll go to work in the morning. She might not.
Mm-hmm.
I got some. I probably have to be working for a period of time. Sometimes she begins.
I think alcohol has been one of the most difficult things in lesbian lives. People turn to it because the life is so hard.
Oh, yeah. This life is rough. Especially when you belong to one. I'm just one lady's studs, you know. I just don't go around with different women.
Sure.
I could. I go in there and get dressed, get in my cat like, get in the street, go wherever I want to go. But and I believe in taking care of my family. Like I say, I don't be lying. Every Thursday, just wait a minute, give me my check. That's what I bring home.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I have my savings and all that, taking out bonds, whatever, taking out my pay. And whatever, I bring my check home.
Mm-hmm.
She tell you that. But the lady got my nose open. I love her. I told my mother I love her.
You mean the time you were apart?
Oh, yeah. Time was apart.
Oh, sure.
And she went out with a few studs. But life just my life, without her, you know, I keep trying to tell her this, you know. I say, my life without you wouldn't be nothing. And I think they understand, and they don't want to understand. But I love her. That's no lie. I love her. I couldn't go on living without her. I wouldn't want to. You see, before I met this lady, I used to dream about her. I made up in my dreams. The type of woman I want, I said. She have to be lady. Definitely got to be that lady. And that's what love is to me. Enjoy being with her. When she asked me, I enjoy going out with her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what she asked me.
Well, couples that have been together a long time never go out. We never go out.
Y'all never go out.
No, God. The time we show up at the bar, people say, oh, I thought you were dead. You never go out.
Would y'all go out separate?
Sometimes we go out separate because we have a lot of separate friends, but when we do go out together, and we love dancing together, we dance real good together, so we really, she's real tall, and I, you know, being a femme and being 5'10" is real hard, because most butches aren't so tall, and the woman that I live with is 6 feet tall, so I love dancing with her, and we go out every once in a while, and people say, oh, we haven't seen you in 3 months, we thought you'd moved to California. You're still alive. How about that? But I think a lot of couples that have not that have been together a long time don't go out anymore.
No.
They spend most of the time at home. Or they go out with other couples and go to movies. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
Yeah, I'll go out separate, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I would take
with friends.
Yeah. But just like I said, you're going to be him when I get back, or she, mm-hmm. I'm going to be him when she gets back, so. Loretta?
Yeah.
You ain't talking no more?
No, I'm going to excuse myself.
Why, well, you I like certainly... what I said?
About you and I,
I want to ask you one thing before you leave, and that is I'm going to go over this tape again, and you did a lot of talking on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that your name is not on the tape, and would you like to take a different name for this tape? Because I was just going to label the tape Lou and I realized I'm not going to put Loretta down. You
say
want
Jane.
To, Jane, okay.
Jane.
And I'll make sure that if your name is anywhere on here, that I'll erase it.
Jane.
I'll just erase it. I'll just leave it blank and leave Jane because, you know, but we didn't expect, you know,
there are
to be so much of
a
part.
She said to me yesterday, when I told you called, was it Thursday, Friday? You called?
Uh-huh.
Thursday.
Yeah.
And I just gotten home, and she talked to me more about after you were here because I never asked her.
About the old days?
No.
About
no.
What?
Well, no. She told me about you before you ever came the first time.
Oh, right, because I guess...
That was very nice of her
Joan,
to do.
Joan had to talk
whatever.
To you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I never push, do I?
Mm-mm. You don't have to.
I never ask questions.
Because I clean myself up, you know, whatever. If someone get on the bus that I think might get back to her, I say, so-and-so was on my bus today.
Yeah.
I say...
And whatever she says,
I said
that.
Such and such a thing to such and such a somebody.
So I'm not threatened.
Well, you should know why the stranger with the tape recorder is walking into your house.
You called
once, you know.
And Maurice asked the phone, right? My kid did, okay?
Yeah.
Remember that? And he said to me, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't even mention that to me, and I had to put that together. I said, that's who the hell that was. And he said to me, do you know anything about Lou? And you must have said to him about her, he got it on TV. That's how kids get things, right? Okay.
Yeah,
he
I'm
said
sure
to me,
didn't.
He said, about Lou's book. I said, what book? You know.
Oh, I know what I said.
Okay.
Yeah, I
now
said,
you know,
I'm the woman that Joan told Lou about who's writing the book.
And he asked,
book.
He said, Ma, you know anything about Lou? You know, I said, no. You know, and I was coming in the house with groceries. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it later on. That's the way he got it.
Right.
Okay. I said, you tell her? He said, I forgot. He's a kid, right?
Right.
So I'm still fucked up with a book, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, because of what she told me, so I could, you know.
Who that was.
Yeah.
It's hard to leave messages with other members
that's
of the family because, you know,
true.
I don't know
that's
what
true.
You tell him or anything.
And
so I wasn't going to say I'm the woman who's interviewing lesbians, you know.
Wait a minute. That's what I worry about
that.
Later on.
Well, I would never do
well,
that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
But not, he would have told me that if he had said so. Yeah,
oh, sure.
You didn't say that.
No, I
he
just...
He said something about a book.
Real clean.
And no, you know, and I couldn't even get that together. And didn't even think about you.
Uh-huh.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
Okay? And suddenly you were here. And I tell him, because I imagine he's a little boy, right?
Yeah.
He didn't know what the hell that meant either. Yeah. Is it? I said, that's the book. And
like he's writing
well, that was a big, fat, white lie. We lied about that. What we tell him?
So you just interviewed me about... Bus.
Driving a bus.
Oh, driving a bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I try to leave as much
right.
space so people can make up their own stories.
Right. And he's
to other people.
Old.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he says, oh, you know, this is why he was so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not normally that way. Phone been jumping off the hook. It didn't even ring, did it?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No, it didn't. Because he's a good boy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks this interview about a book.
About
bus
driving. Uh-huh. Well, that's fine with
right.
me, you know.
And
what
he wants to
tell it's your story.
Am I gonna be in the story? You know, like, you know but still, what he wants to believe, let him believe
sure.
that.
Sure.
You know, when he gets grown,
yeah.
then later on, 10 years from now,
yeah.
you sucker.
Right. Well,
you
it's
know.
Weird because
yeah.
we do
then
have to call people's houses, and you never, you know, some people live with parents, and you can't
that's
say true. I'm writing a book about lesbians.
And I probably
you
have
know,
the
can't do that. To
I probably have the baddest working condition you ever come up against.
I don't think
cause
so.
I go to work. I had to be working 4:30 in the morning. I
and
don't get home to after 5.
Yeah, yeah. You were a little hard to get to, but you
yeah.
weren't anywhere near as hard as the ladies who worked for 2 years to get.
Oh yeah,
and that's because
they
were scared.
They were scared.
They were scared.
And you know, if you were here about another 2 hours, I know this for a fact. I'm gonna get the hell out of it before they come. Two fellows, and if you ever wanted to sit and hear a story. story. And it's very true. It's very true.
They're coming by today?
I know. This is a David Nolan day. Oh, I'm going to get the hell out of here before they come. Okay.
These are the guys that have been together 37 years?
No.
Or?
Some old. No, about 20. But one has 7 kids. The other one has nothing. I mean, no kids. Uh-huh. Never been married, whatever.
Yeah.
And if you'd seen them get together. And yet, I was the front. I mean, I was the lady. And I used to go out with both of them.
Yeah.
And not ever. They don't know what my ass looks like. I don't know what the hell their ass looks like. I used to travel, just go out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got together. As, you know, their gay life, right? And then the one was still, would never tell you this, or never say, never wanted to touch him or whatever. And he's still a bit reluctant about talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But just to know them would enrich your thoughts about
mm-hmm.
a hell of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the one fellow has 7 kids.
Mm.
I went to his house the other night, and he was out
mm-hmm.
with a lady, okay? He's got 3 kids at home. He's got 3 that were gone. His wife walked away from him and left him with 7 children. And you walk in his house, he lives in a project in Lackawanna.
Yeah.
And all his walls are white. My walls are dirty. Okay? This man has white walls. You never see a fingerprint on.
Uh-huh.
I'm not lying to you, in a project.
Yeah.
Okay? And you would have to see it. I cannot even describe this to you. And Lewis said, he is, he's not rough. He's got a foul mouth.
That makes sense. Ooh,
you know,
I don't have a foul mouth.
Oh, I think so. You know, but I don't deal with profanity that much.
Who be using four-letter words?
Well,
that tape off.
If I say hell.
Yeah, four-letter words.
That's terrible for
me. No, you said something else worse than hell.
Well, okay. I'm sorry if I did.
It's only tape. You can't lie.
They're very colorful.
But just to see
they're expressive.
The friend's home. And he's got a home, single home? Right? Basement upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
He's even got plastic over his towels in the bathroom. He's so particular.
Oh, God.
I can't stand him.
You don't have the bathroom water, right?
I
think
I did. Check it, please. I think I did leave the
leash. Oh.
And, but they're funny. And
yeah.
I've known them all my life. You know. And this fellow didn't want me to know he was gay and whatever, you know. And I said, well, don't feel that way. But he's still, whatever,
mm-hmm.
at 44 years old, he's still an asshole.
What time do you hear?
What time is there?
3:25.
Mm-hmm. And, but they're interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, you know. And these are the kinds of things that, you know, I know that will not go in your book, you know, but you don't even tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce you as a friend. And sit an evening and listen to them talk.
Yeah.
You know. And you get feelings, and you wonder how the hell the connection comes with me, with Lou, okay? I told them first I was gay, right?
Yeah.
His wife used me for when she was going to divorce him. What do you call it? Correspondence?
Okay. Or,
yeah, right. I think it is correspondence. The
okay.
other person that you
want.
Yeah. And guess what? And I asked her. I said, why did you do that?
And I take the triple
G. She said, oh, because you're nice. You're nice. I was nice.
And she named you as correspondent?
Yes,
what a creep.
That's true. This is true. This is true.
Now you know I ain't going
and they'll tell you about it.
I gotta be
one and Lou knows about it. And when she named me, I asked her, why'd you do that, Shirley? She lives in Alabama someplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard David talk about it, right? And his wife named me as correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she got a divorce.
God.
And I took it. I took it. He raised 7 children. 2 of them are my godchildren. Okay, then Bob knew he was a faggot then. I knew it. But I was always so understanding. I could always sit and listen to everything anybody else said. I never told him a damn thing about me, though. And no one ever stopped long to ask me, how do you feel about her? I listened to all the bullshit. I used to watch them. They come in, they have dinner, which like, I'm going to get the hell out of the house before they come tonight. I know they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're coming. So I have to leave before they come.
Well, I'm not answering the door. I'm putting my car in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll hang Lou up. And she'll sit and listen.
I have to be at work at 4:30.
But they're lovely. They're lovely young men.
Enough.
They're all dressed up and whatever. And they are still full in public and whatever. Only time they put their hair down is when they get in here. Yeah. And they would have to sit and decide whether they should talk in front of you or not.
Okay. One come with my gay liberation buttons.
No one does not drink any alcohol. David drinks every goddamn thing I've gotten at the chest. Mm-hmm. Me and David drink.
At Loretta's party, I had them all sent to the table. I had three homosexuals from my job. It was fair.
No, say you had three.
And favorites. David Nolan was in here.
And he had
so
an
I sat down
and
I talked
here.
To David and David, and I was talking to him in front of my friends.
And they're very protective of me.
And I say, these are white people friends, you know.
Everyone so I know in gay life, funny thing, is very protective of me. Why is that? Mm-hmm. But everybody I know in gay life is very protective of me. Mm-hmm. They think I don't know what I'm doing. And
you know what you're doing. You try to fool people.
Men and women.
But you know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing, lady.
Well, but they're very
protective. You just don't know who you're messing with.
Okay. But now in the meantime, sitting there watching, and, you know, I can go anywhere, and we dance, we do everything, David and I, together, right? And Lou's still sitting there figuring out what the hell's going on. Plus, she's going to sleep. You give her some marijuana, you know, just waving to her.
Do you fall asleep from dope?
Oh, shit.
From what? Now, don't put it like that. You have said, you fall asleep from some dope?
Do you really?
No.
Oh, God. Three or four tokes, and unless I'm out at a bar,
I get smart. I get smart.
If I go out dancing, then I can stay awake. But in a house in a party, about half a joint, and I start. I'm so boring.
If the party is boring, I get like that. But if the party is lively, got nice music on, nice people's around, I'm gonna dance a little bit, you know.
I can.
Got that boogie, you know.
You know what? She blew it about 2 weeks ago, and she says, "Oh, that's the song you. What you call the thing they're doing now?"
What?
Oh, shit. Whatever they call it, you know, whatever we're doing now.
Not disco.
Disco. I can see Lou disco. All right. I hope she had a lovely time.
I can disco.
I believe you can. I've never done this.
Uh-huh.
You see. She's never had me out disco. She must have been discoing
last solo. Time we was at a place, I said, come on, let's dance. You had to wait to see another woman come
you're
and get
right.
me and dance with. Oh, she a
that's
dance
right.
woman.
But now, how can you enjoy the song to disco? And she told me this. I thought, oh, well.
Get high. Cool. Get me a couple of tokens.
Okay. Disco, I think, is a lot like Jitterbug was.
That's all it was. Moves.
That's all.
A
I can
lot of
that.
Those intertwined moves are very
that's
similar.
That's all. Mm-hmm. So I'm bringing back. I'm bringing back. What she?
And tear off.
We can go disco
clock.
This afternoon. Disco this afternoon.
I'm going now.
Yeah. I said, we can go out and disco.
I can't go to a club.
At your club and disco. We have disco up there.
I don't disco with you there.
We have. Every woman in there have danced with me.
Well, I know they enjoy dancing with you.
Last time I was in there, I couldn't all get out the door. You wasn't even in there.
Right. And I do. I really enjoy. I love the looks on other people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
There's a look. You know. I love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll even know what the hell is going on. You know.
Do they really? Do they not know?
Yeah, they know.
They
know
I'm
okay. I just don't act the same way
I just
she does.
Fascinating.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, she's a fascinating person.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinating. They cannot dance with her.
Real different. Yeah. Different kinds of dancing.
We are different.
But they cannot dance with her and watch her husband at the same time.
Well, that's their problem. Or maybe
yeah,
it's
that's
their
true.
Husband.
That's true. And I can sit, and their husbands are already congregated there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you have a book.
And
I'm going to bring it to
you.
No, I didn't bring it. I should have. When I bring you Blackberry, there's a book that I don't have to talk about this.
That's why I don't look at another woman. You never know that, did you?
No, I don't know.
Because sometimes deep down I get lonely, too. And if I look at another woman, it won't be no more love for you.
Well, hopefully. As long as she makes you happy.
This is lonely life.
But still, if somebody else makes you happy.
I can understand. I can understand that.
But listen.
I can.
And this is a woman. This is a woman
deep.
Who didn't want a relationship with her. She just wanted to give her some kind of compassion.
Some kind
but
of
it was
compassion.
So hard for her to accept it.
That's right.
Because
that's
she was
I
too
feel.
Needy. She
right.
needed too much
that's
to be
right.
able
I
to
do.
Take it.
But now Lou has been in, you know, people are in love with her. She don't even know about.
Mm.
So I can understand her. Being this way.
It's not
where
what
I
want.
I didn't tell anybody.
You know what it is, sweetheart? I don't want nobody but you.
Well, I don't know this. You know.
I don't want to love nobody but you. I don't want to spend the rest of my life with no one but you.
Well, Well, well.